Tracy Bauer, and this is GradCast brought to you by Syracuse University. Today's episode is How to Think Like a Recruiter. I'm really excited to present this episode. It was actually something that one of our listeners requested, so we appreciate you giving us this idea. And it's something that I'm really passionate about simply because, as some of you know, I used to work as a recruiter prior to working at Syracuse University. And so when I talk to students, I'm oftentimes telling them what I think a recruiter would be thinking based on their actions. And so today we'll talk about thinking like a recruiter and how you can do that in your job search. So I have a few different tips. And the first one is that recruiters care that you have an interest in the opening. And an interest is so important. Most students think, well, if I can program or code, or if I have this type of skill and can do the job, that's all I need in order to be a good fit for the position. But you do have to be able to show that you are interested in the work, right? It's not that you can just do it, it's that you're interested in it. You want to be around people who want to do the work. If you've ever worked on a group project and someone wasn't contributing or someone wasn't interested in the work, then you know what that's like to work with. And you don't want to be that type of person on your team at work. So how do you show the recruiter that you have an interest in the opening? You make sure that if a cover letter is required, that you talk about your interest within the cover letter. You also have to do your research into the company and the role. A lot of times people think about, I just want a foot in the door at the company, which means I just want to get any job, it doesn't matter what, and then I'll go after the job that I'm really looking for. And instead, recruiters want to know that you're interested in the position that you are interviewing for, not three job promotions away or something else in another department. So showing that interest, answering questions on an interview like, why do you want to work at our company? Why should we hire you? Things like that will help you to showcase not only do you have the skills to do the job, but you also have the interest that you want to do this type of work. So think about a time where maybe you've been very skilled at one area, but it's not a skill that you're interested in using. I use this a lot, maybe singing, right? Maybe you have skills in singing, but do you want to be a performance artist? Do you want to sing? No. So that might not be a good job for you to apply to. Now, if you have the skill in singing and you also have an interest in singing, then of course you should apply to positions related to singing. You want to have those two characteristics met when you apply to a position because recruiters care that you have an interest in the opening. The next tip that I'll share is that recruiters can tell if you used the same cover letter to apply to every opening. So when I worked as a recruiter, I could easily see when a company name was swept in and out of a cover letter simply because there was no other specific information. You want to go above and beyond with how you do your job search because that is how you will do your job. You need to pay attention to the details, showcase that you have done the research, you know what you're applying to, and you are actively understanding what you need to do by evaluating the job description and writing about it in your cover letter. If you simply write a cover letter that you use for the same job over and over again, simply swapping in and out the company name and/or the job title, it is so easily told because the job description or internship description tells you exactly what is being looked for you as a job seeker trying to fill that role. So if the job description wants you to be able to write research papers, for example, and you've done that before, but it's not mentioned in the cover letter or on the resume, then the recruiter doesn't know that you have that ability, right? Likewise, any other skills that you mentioned that aren't listed on the job description can just show that you're using a template cover letter, which we never recommend doing, and not really tailoring and customizing it to the position. Again, recruiters can tell if you use the same cover letter to apply to every opening, so we highly recommend that you customize it every time you apply. So as I just mentioned, recruiters know how you conduct yourself during the hiring process is how you will conduct yourself as an employee. But let's talk about that a little bit further. Of course, both you as the interviewee and the interviewer are usually elevating and being more professional throughout the hiring process. Maybe you're using more formal language because it's a more formal setting, but every interaction, project you submit, every piece of a resume or a cover letter, writing samples, you know, your LinkedIn profile, all of these pieces showcase who you are to the person that wants to hire you. And as you approach your job search professionally, that shows that you are going to also be a professional employee. So throughout the entire hiring process, you want to conduct yourself the same way as if you are a future employee. That being said, if you are constantly emailing the recruiter asking questions, if you are following up, if you're negotiating a little bit too strenuously or aggressively, that kind of shows the employee a little bit more about your personality. And they want to think about, will this person be able to work independently? Will this person understand how to manage their own career and negotiate effectively for what they're looking for in a job offer? And of course, along the way, you may be second guessing yourself. And that's what we're here for, to talk you through the situations that you encounter on your job search and to help you be as professional as possible to understand the different situations. And then therefore, get that job offer, show that you are going to be a great employee and have a successful start to a new job or internship at a company. Another tip to keep in mind is that recruiters aren't mind readers. Yes, recruiters make assumptions, but it's up to you as the job seeker to be very clear about your interest and your skills and how you fit or match into the position. You need to be able to articulate your skills, your background, your education, and your experiences, and be able to talk about them throughout your cover letter, resume, the interview process, and even throughout negotiations in order to be able to successfully show that you are a fit for the position. Like I said before, be interested in the position in the company. So you also want to show, not only does my background fit what you're looking for, but the work that I'd like to do in the future is something that meets what you want me to do as well. So again, if you're applying to a position as a software engineer, you wouldn't talk about your excitement over being a data analyst, for example. You would want to discuss your excitement, interest, and background related to software engineering, as well as the company. So again, you could be applying to hundreds of different opportunities, networking with different people, but you need to show throughout the entire hiring process that this particular company that you are interviewing with or applying to is your dream company. This is the position for you, the company for you, and really make it clear. If a recruiter is unsure if you're interested, they may not be extending an offer simply because they couldn't read your mind. They couldn't understand how you would fit into the job or into the company itself. And so you want to make sure the recruiter is not the mind reader. You want to articulate all of your skills and your interest and your background to them throughout the process. And my last tip for today about thinking like a recruiter is to understand that recruiters want you to be the one to get the job. The hiring process for a company and for you as a job seeker is tiring and time consuming. There's oftentimes multiple rounds. There's different individuals who need to be coordinated for these meetings and interviews. There is technology that is used sometimes for digital interviews or video interviews. And usually there are dozens, if not hundreds, of applicants to sift through to decide who's going to get those first round interviews. And then evaluations happen for subsequent interviews. Also, not only that, but there's usually a vacancy or opening at the company, meaning the current employees are doing more work to make up for the person who is not on the team, which stresses out the team. So timing is really important. Recruiters want to be able to fill the position effectively and quickly, so that way those current employees can get some relief if they're being a little bit overworked to help, you know, pick up any missing pieces that this opening it needs to do. And so they want you to be the one to get the job. They want you to succeed. They want to be able to stop the hiring process in evaluating so many people, so that way they can resume normal functions on the team that they're recruiting for. And so along the way, you know, you'll encounter all different types of recruiters, interviewers, and things like that. But they hope that you will get the job because they'd love to stop recruiting and focus their energy in other areas. They want their team to be filled and they want their team to be operating as optimally as possible. As you begin to think like a recruiter, I hope that it helps to transform your job search. I think oftentimes when we are in a job search, we only think about the things that we need or we want, but we forget about the audience. And in this case, your audience is the recruiter, the hiring manager, and any individual at the company that you network with or meet with along the hiring process. So make sure that you show that you have an interest in the opening. Make sure that you customize your cover letters and all of your materials when you apply. Make sure you conduct yourself professionally during the hiring process, because that's an indication of how you'll conduct yourself as an employee. And remember that recruiters aren't mind readers. You have to be articulate, and you can always practice with us during an interviewing strategy session or a practice interview. So that way we can help you make sure that you are articulating and displaying your skills verbally to the interviewer that you're going to be meeting with later. And remember that recruiters want you to be the one to get the job. The hiring process is tiring and time consuming, and so hiring someone to fulfill the needs on the team is incredibly important to be doing in as timely of a fashion as possible. No company wants a vacancy to keep going on for months and months. They want to be able to hire. Of course, if you're listening to this episode and you have further questions, need additional examples, or just want to talk about your individual job search, make sure that you, if you're a current student, that you look in Handshake and book an appointment. We'd be happy to elaborate and explain to you any of these points further, or just even talk to you about your job search and give you some feedback on some ways maybe that you can improve to be a bit more successful. Thank you for listening to Syracuse University GradCast, and enjoy the rest of your day.